Dr. Pinsky dictating amount IME on Henry Page, P-A-G-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Page as described in my report of 12-19-16. Pete is now a 73-year-old male who recalls he was injured at work on 126-11 when he fell. As a result, he injured his right shoulder, for which he underwent surgery. Pete is unaware of his final diagnosis. He's no longer receiving any active treatment. Pretty denies any subsequent injuries since evaluated here in 2016. New paragraph, I was already in receipt of many of the records you sent. Amongst those that I had not seen before was his initial visit at Occupational Health on 126-11. He continued to be seen here through 1-11-12 when he was referred to an orthopedic surgeon. Diagnoses were right shoulder contusion and rotator cuff tear as well as cervical strain, comma cervical spondylosis without myelopathy. On to 4-11, he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Shakir, S-H-A-K-I-R. MRI of the right shoulder was done on 3-15-11 to be inserted here. On 5-31-11, Dr. Shakir performed surgery to be inserted here. He followed up post-operatively through 11-15-11. Dr. Shakir noted he was doing well in physical therapy and met the physical demands category level of his position with the insured. But he was thus cleared to return to regular daily activities with no restrictions. He was also seen on 8-20-13 by Dr. Moskwa, M-O-S-K-W-A, He noted the course of treatment to date, but this included a MRI arthrogram done from 3-1-2013. It showed a full thickness rotator cuff tear of the supraspinatus with retraction all the way to the AC joint. There were no significant muscle atrophy, but there were postoperative changes. Cervical spine MRI from 2-28-13 showed diffuse degenerative changes, including some mild cord compression at C4-5 and foraminal narrowing, particularly on the right at C5-6. Noted he was discharged from Dr. Shakir at the end of 2012 or the beginning of 2013. Due to continued discomfort, he sought another opinion on his own with Dr. Kojo, C-O-D-J-O-E. He then underwent the aforementioned MRI arthrogram. Dr. Moskva concurred with Dr. Kojo that surgical intervention may be in his best interest, but it was stressed there are no guarantees regarding the results of the surgery. In the interim, he was going to start physical therapy to improve his motion. He followed up on 7-31-14. At that time, Dr. Moskva reviewed his operative reports, including the second surgery on 5-9-12, where this was arthroscopy with debridement of anterior labrum with superior labral tear, as well as bicep tendon quite superiorly. There were no repeat subacromial decompression performed. As it was stated, the margins were smooth. Rotator cuff was noted to be torn and an open rotator cuff repair was performed with two Mitek Spiralak S-P-I-R-A-L-K suture anchors with a double row technique. Period. He was referred for an MRI to assess his atrophy and to see how significant the chronic tear was. Period. He also ordered a cervical spine MRI. Period. We're not in receipt of those reports. Period. Physical exam. General appearance, he was soft-spoken and volunteered that he suffered a stroke in 2022. Period. Extremities upper, there was marked swelling of the right CMC joint. Period. There was healed open scarring at the right lateral shoulder measuring 2 inches in length. Period. Right shoulder abduction and flexor were 140 degrees. Comma, internal rotation 75 degrees and external 80 degrees. Period. Independent adduction and extension were full. Period. Combined active extension with internal rotation was to the waist level on the right and to the L1 level on the left. Period. Both of these are suboptimal. Period. Motion of the left shoulder, both elbows, wrists, and fingers was full on all planes without crepitus tenderness, triangular locking. Period. Many muscle testing was 4+/5/4. Resisted right elbow flexion as well as shoulder abduction and external rotation, but was otherwise 5/5. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders, he had a positive near maneuver and aptly scratch test on the right, which were negative on the left. The rest of those are normal. Spine cervical. Active left rotation was 60 degrees and extension to 25 degrees. The motion was otherwise full and all other spheres were without discomfort. Thoracic normal and lumbosacral. Just delete the SLR section. Use the delete SLR section. Impressions on 126.11. Henry Page was injured as marked in my prior report. Period. Since evaluated here, he has not had any additional treatment or diagnostic studies. Period. He denies any interim injuries. Period. The additional records flesh out some of his past medical treatment pertaining to this event. Period. This includes the MRI of the right shoulder on 3/15/11 and surgery report on 5/31/11, both to be inserted here. Period. He is no longer receiving any active treatment. Period. New paragraph, the current exam found there to be limited range of motion about the right shoulder. Period. He also had some weakness, similar to that which is currently present. Period. He had positive Apley's and Hawkins maneuvers on the right. Period. Near impingement maneuver elicited tenderness. Period. There was variable mobility of the cervical spine, and Sperling's maneuver was negative. Period. New paragraph. My opinions relative to permanency and causation are the same and will be inserted here as marked. Period. And that is the end.